Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And I think she's doing her mayhem today.
Exactly.
And that's what was going on behind the scenes. It was all Tracy.
I was asking too
Tiffany,
many
but I think
questions.
it is Tracy. Probably just, yeah.
There was mention of contraband and all kinds of stuff going
Yeah, it was both of them. I'll just say it's both of them because I'm never the culprit, you know.
Never. Sorry we're late, you guys.
Yes. So sorry. But so glad to be here. Thank you for being here, everybody.
Absolutely.
Come on in, tell us where you're from, because that lights up your spot on the grid. And
That's
it
right.
really makes my day. I love to see that. And I think it's really, really good for you guys to see where you all are. Because what came
Okay.
through very strong this morning is when you see there's a lot of people, and we know this, that feel like they're all alone out there. You know, you're feeling, I'm the only one that thinks like this. I'm the only one that's into this. And when you see where everybody is, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone.
There we go. Okay. So we've got Canada, we've got Ohio, we've got Concord, Canada, or I think no, Concord, California. We've got Denver, Colorado, we've got Brazil, we've got New Zealand, we've got, hey, Oregon, woo woo.
Your neighbor.
My neighbor. Okay, who else do we got? Still about past lives. Okay. New York, rainy New York. I hear you over here in rainy Oregon.
Whoa.
Manchester, we've got somebody saying that they don't have sound, but hopefully everyone else has sound. So let us know, do you have sound? Ecuador, we've got Maryland. Where else are we at?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, we're everywhere. Australia, Texas, California, Boston, another Canada, Kentucky, Longview, Texas. Washington, they're my neighbors too. So let's see, Miami, Houston, UK, Manchester, another Australia. Oh, and here we got Bend,
Manchester's
Oregon.
late.
There's.
Several UKs there. It's late. It's late in the UK.
Yeah, they stayed up late.
What
Or they're up early.
up? Very early.
Very early. Okay. Boise. Yeah, there's a few UK. Well, they're night shift. We're helping you guys through the night shift, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello, Charmel from Roy, Oregon, which is where I was born or raised. Let's see. There's a lot going on. Okay, I'm gonna slow this down from Alabama, Wisconsin, Maryland, Charleston, Linwood, Washington. Man, they're everywhere. You guys are everywhere. Okay. So sorry if I missed your post on where you're from, but I want to get to business because if you guys have questions, we would like to answer them. And
Yes.
the way to do that is to type in Tiffany's name, really big capital letters, to draw her attention to your post. And we'll try to get to as many questions as we can. It's usually a handful of questions we can get to, but it's worth a try to get your question in there. So put it on. And the important thing is that you're doing that for my YouTube page.
For mine. You can
Because
only do it for
Julia
mine.
and I,
You can't
we
find
are
Tracy's. Do it for mine.
no. No. We love it. There's a lot of Facebook posts going on. So you guys, thank you for watching us in these spots that we broadcast live. We thank you guys for showing up. If you are posting and you feel like nobody's seeing your posts, make sure you're opening in Facebook, I think it is. You got to open it up and post on the inside, because if you're posting it on the little frame, I don't even know how to describe that. You click it and it opens up, that's where to post. If you're posting underneath it, we may not see it. So I may or may not be correct about that, but why not do it the other way? We get bigger that way too. Our pictures are bigger and you see more of this. So
Well, and for sure Tiffany can
places.
see it. You know, I mean, like you said, because otherwise she has to go to all the pages and look.
Yeah, we want her to be able to see your questions. So we're
So I
getting
have a
ready.
question, Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay, so like last night, maybe tonight, let me see here. No, now it's waning, but it was a full moon last night. And I'm just wondering what what knowledge, what any information you have around
That's
them.
what it's doing. Yeah, that's
Oh,
what
that
it's
right
doing.
there.
Yeah. You know, I was actually not aware it's a full moon because I've been really like running here, running there, getting all these things
Okay.
together. And then I found out today it was a full moon. I'm like, oh, that explains so much. I swear, everyone that's texting or calling is like, do you got a minute? I have a crisis. You got a minute? Something big happened. But remember how I was saying that the astrologers were saying, hey, if you've been working on something, it's finally going to happen. And if it doesn't, it only means that something better is coming. And I
Right.
really feel like that's what we're in right now is either things are happening because some people are like, yo, it's Christmas. And others are like, what happened? Everything fell apart.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it fell apart because something better is coming. And for the ones that it came together, congratulations. And, you know, you well deserved, you worked hard for it. Great. But if you feel like something you're working on fell apart or a relationship or whatever it might be, something better is coming. So that's what I got for you.
Wonderful.
But
And that
it's been a
explains
thick
something else.
energy.
That explains something else that happened today. So that's cool. I didn't even think about that. It was just like, well, we're just going to ride through this and see what happens. And it all worked out. So, and it
Very
completely
nice.
shifted and went a different direction.
I liked it.
And it definitely was something better. So.
Good.
Very
That
cool.
makes me happy. All right. What else we had? Anything else going on? We're getting ready to fly away.
We
We won't
are.
be here
We
next week
yeah,
live.
fly away. We're going to Ibiza, Spain for the retreat there, the QHHT retreat. There's still spots. I mean, we're creating spots is what we're doing. We're actually things are full, but we're like, come on, if you want to come on, we'll make room for you. So that's at QHHTofficial.com. You can get the information. If it's still something that you might want to do. I mean, we're gonna be there. It's lots of people there, like-minded, you know, all of that. This is a place to be if you there's just if there's anything in you that's like, oh, I wonder, maybe I should. What have you got to lose? It's
Nothing,
gonna be
only
so much
things to
fun.
gain. And so that officially starts on the 4th, right? October
Yes, the
4th?
4th to the 9th.
4th to the 9th. I get to do a little thingy there that's kind of coming together. So I'm letting that accumulate and become a thing. But yeah, so there's like little workshops, there's
Yeah.
the retreat stuff that you're doing, there's all kinds of things. Go check it out. The itinerary's up. Go check that out. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And that's
This is
cool.
probably a good time to mention that we're going to be in Las Vegas in November
Yes, we
because we
keep
keep
forgetting.
forgetting to announce it. It's like we need to say something.
Yes, I'm glad you remembered. I was going to put notes up and everything because every time we end the show, it's like, oh, we forgot
Right.
to say it. Yeah, so Stairway to the Stars, November 9th, 10th, and 11th. That doesn't sound right. Is that the right weekend? 9th, 10th, 11th?
Ninth through the 12th, maybe, or the
Friday,
9th and
Saturday, Sunday.
11th. Yeah, it's like the 3 days, but anyway, yeah, it
Yeah.
starts the 9th. I do know that.
Oh, okay.
No,
Yeah.
actually, I don't know that. That's when I leave, so maybe it's a 10, 11, and 12.
We're
That's
gonna pull it up here, you guys. We're gonna look at
great
this.
idea.
We're gonna see. 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah, it's a good thing we pulled it up. I'm just gonna. Do I have a way to share this?
Yeah, let me, there we
Oh.
go.
Okay. Am I getting it the right one? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there's Julia's little face there. There's my little face there. We've got Holly. We've got Erica. We've got Jeroen up here. We've got Sarah in here somewhere. I think she's
There
over
she is.
here. There's a group of us. We're going to be there. Stairway to the Stars, disclosurefest.org. The 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Luxor Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It
And
will be.
our panel is going to be
Yeah, QHHT
Saturday evening.
Saturday.
And then I believe you're doing also a lecture or a class or something on Saturday. So ish.
Saturday or Friday. I don't know. See, I don't know. I just,
She's
that's how I roll. I'm
going to
like,
show up. They're going to tell her where
show
to be.
up. I feel like there's something on Friday I'm doing.
Is there?
I don't know.
You're probably doing like a meet and greet dinner thing or something.
know about that. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see where I am. But I will be there.
And there's going to be a booth there, so you guys can find Jenny and Summer, and some of us will be there off and on throughout that booth. And so it's going to be really fun. A lot of people, a lot of lectures, a lot of good time. Vegas. It's Vegas. Yes,
absolutely.
So, all right.
What happens in Vegas?
Shout out. Join us in Vegas.
Okay. Very good.
Are we done?
I think so.
Got it all?
Proud of us. We got it done. We remembered it this time.
Thank you for sticking with us through that one, because, yeah, every show we'd be like, oh, we forgot to talk about Vegas again. But yeah, it'll be good. Yep. And I know there's a lot of other QHHT practitioners that are going to be coming. They've been letting us know they're coming, so that's going to be fun. It's, you know, if you guys were looking, you couldn't make it to one of the reunions, this would be a good way to run into some people. It's not a QHHT event. We're just going to be at it. But it is a good way to find some other practitioners if that's easier for you. So, yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
What else? Do we just...
We can just go and see where it goes. Because, my burning thing was about the moon, and it was like there's got to be something going on. So we did
All
that.
All I know is it's making me want to go take a nap. I've been so nappy lately. Is anybody else nappy? It's like I'll sit down and start watching a show, and then I'm like, and watch out, because this is a show. I might fall asleep. Nappy.
You wouldn't. There's no way. No, we're just too exciting.
That's right. So we're having a good time. Yeah. Okay, Tiffins, what do you have for us? We'd like to talk a lot about things.
And thank you, Tiffany, for doing this.
Of course. Well, since you guys talked about the retreat, Sand LPD says, will you please have a get together in the US next year? And please! Exclamation point.
Yes, we our plan when we started this was to have one in each sector of the world. And like we had one in Hawaii the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're doing Europe area, I mean that whole sector, and then in January we'll be doing Asia, that whole, Australia, New Zealand, that whole sector, and then so now we're after that, and that's going to be in January, and then we come back to the U.S. this sector, and we are looking at some. I'll go ahead and let you know. It sounds like it will be in the U.S.
Oh, that's good. That's
all I'm going to say
such a mystery,
such a teaser, but just, because we're always looking for specific, I was looking at some in further south. But it'll be somewhere in the sector. So that puts it in the right place anyway. But there's a place that I haven't been in a very long time. And that's what is kind of being looked at right now.
That'd be cool. I bet it's Austin, Texas.
Oh, probably.
Yes, it's Austin, Texas. in someone's backyard.
Yeah.
Start wandering.
Anyway, but yeah, thank you for that vote, and we will take it into consideration.
Yes, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Right. I love that it's that you guys are, there's practitioners everywhere, so it's nice when it's kind of spread out a little bit. And,
we know that everybody can't get to some of these parts, and we've had to have it here in this area in the United States. Because of the past, what's been going on the past few years. And now we're able to start branching out. And this is all new for us too, because it's all new rules. We were kind of talking about that before the show. It's some of the things that we have to consider now, we didn't have to consider before. A lot of things have changed. So it's an experiment for us. This is our first international trip that we're doing a retreat, any kind of thing. We used to do the classes and all kinds of things everywhere and retreats. Now this is our first one back. So give us a minute. I mean, we're doing it. It's taking a lot. Jenny and Summer are just doing fantastic. They are organizing everything. I am just so amazed at what they can do.
The girls are talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Do we have questions? Other questions?
Bing dong.
There's a couple. This is from Julie. She's asking, what is something that you think of / truth / faith / tell yourself when you are missing your loved ones and we must not be letting yourself feel good? Julia.
I'm not sure I understand that question.
What do you do or tell yourself when you're missing loved ones?
Yep, there you go. Yourself
from them?
When I'm missing them, I just think of them and send them love. And I usually, if I'm really missing them, I'll reach out and connect. It's like, if there's something, it's like, why are they on my mind so much? Is there something? It's like, because we're so intuitive anymore and so sensitive. So it makes me sometimes, and even people I'm not in association with, or it's like somebody from the past, that's been happening a lot lately. I'm going to bring this up because somebody might need that. It's like, and that keeps coming in and I'm like, why is that happening? I don't know what that's about, but it's like consuming thoughts. And so it's like, we pick up on things. We're very sensitive, and we do. But when you're missing them, I just, a lot of times I'll remote view. I'll just go ahead and send energy back to where they are and I'll connect and stuff. But usually I'll just call, if you're missing them. Once I talk to them or FaceTime or something, do something where I can connect, that helps me tremendously. But I always know we're always connected. And yeah, I mean, Tiffany and I talk, well, we talk once a week, face to face, and then we talk several times, sometimes per week. I'm not sure what else if you're missing somebody, reach out. That's what, is that some, are you afraid to? Is there something?
I think they're talking about like a crossed over loved one is maybe what they mean.
Oh, then I completely missed that question.
What do you think, Tiffany?
Well, I was going to follow up with what if it was an individual that had crossed over. So I think we got to the same. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there again, it's.
Yeah, that's being confirmed on the chat. Okay.
Okay. So if they crossed over and you're missing them. Okay. If you're missing, see, that goes along with the same thing. I think when you're missing them and you're thinking about them, it means that, they're right there. They're always right there. And it's very easy. It's not like they're gone or anything like that. They're right there. And I think that's probably why you're picking up on that, because that's what I've noticed is when, and I've noticed when other people do this, when they're thinking most. And I think you just said that to somebody, didn't you, Tracy? It's like when you're thinking that so much about them, it means they're around and you're picking up on their energy. And yeah, that's why that's coming in like that. So just embrace it. And hey, hi, just be open to it. Allow it to happen.
Ask them for signs that you're getting that right, and they'll give you signs, and you can even be specific and say, send me yellow flowers if you're around me, so that you know. If you find yourself thinking about them and you're sad, do your best to find a happy memory, because they want you to be in the joy. They don't want you to be sad every time you're thinking about them. They want the joyful feelings. So yeah, that would be. But yeah, ask them for a sign that they're around, because that's kind of fun to do.
Because they are.
Or, be around me, will you play this song? Mm-hmm. But then don't go looking for the song. You got to just relax and let it come to you. But
exactly. You remember we were just on that trip and we went on that one, that fun little ride, and that place we went to, I mean, mom was around the whole time, but she was really there. I kept going, oh my gosh, mom would love this place. And I could hear her singing and I could hear it. And it was like, yeah, I mean, see, things like that will happen. So, they're there.
Yeah, very much so. And they do want to send us little signs that they're there. There was something else I was going to say and I forgot it, and it's all good, because that's pretty much the message. We can connect with them. They do like it when we remember them in the happier times, not in the passing times. So, Oh, I do remember what I was going to say about that. And it can be handy, because I know in our experience, in my family, one of my mom's, dear friends had passed away, and he liked to hike, and he always had a walking stick. And And so we said, okay, when you're around us and let us know you're okay by showing us a walking stick. I couldn't quit running into walking sticks everywhere I went. And so I thought, oh, I'll just send them to mom. Well, she was like, why is everybody else getting walking sticks? I'm not getting any walking sticks. So then I'm like, oh, now I feel bad because I keep sending walking sticks, right? And so I asked, why is that happening? And so what happens is when we want something like that, or we're grieving that deep, they kind of have to give us space to grieve, because when their energy comes into our energy and it makes us sad, yeah, and we're filled up with sadness and grief, then they have to give us some time to heal before they can send us the messages and stuff, when we can be more lighthearted about receiving the messages.
Right.
For her, if she saw a walking stick, she was grieving and mm-hmm. sad and that, and he was trying to give her space to heal.
And not send walking sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, mm-hmm. so other people were giving them, but not her. And then once she got that message, then she was able, and I said, so start thinking about some happy memories so that the energy's uplifted and you'll find them. And then she started getting them. So, so keep that in mind too. If you're really grieving, they have to give you the space to grieve, because if they come in your energy, you miss them that much more because you can feel them. So
that reminds me of one of the authors, and I'm so sorry, I cannot remember the name of at Ozark Mountain. Whenever I was fully, you know, really, really entrenched in that and everything. And one of them, her book, it was about this, her daughter had passed. And so it was all about what had happened there and everything, and her grieving process, and how she was just like, you know, it was her awakening through this process of working, you know, trying to work all this out. But she kept saying, she's never around. Why is she not here? Why is she not here? And she was grieving so much. And then by the end, my whole body's buzzing. By the end is when she had worked through her things, and now she was open and to receive. And that's when her daughter came through, and she's like, where have you been? She was like, mom, I've been here the whole time. I just needed you to work through your stuff before you could even be open to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got to respect that we're mm-hmm. going through a process. Yeah. So, and keep in mind for them on the other side, that time frame is really short. You know, it feels longer to us than it does for them. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good question.
Yeah. That's a good question. I'm glad I finally understood it.
Well, you had good advice before. It's like, phone a friend, get on the phone. Yeah.
Well, it's the same advice no matter which plane they're on,
right?
You know, there's times, because mom and I used to talk every evening, and so there's times, it's so funny, and that must be when she's really close, because I'll be expecting the phone to ring because it'd be about the time of the evening, and I'm like, well, she should be calling now. I'm like, then it hits me. Oh no, she's not going to call. But I bet that's what it is. It's that
she's right there. Feeling her energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. You want to do it, or should I do it?
I don't answer to silent doorbells.
Oh, Miss Ding Dong. Miss Ding Dong.
It's the intuitive ding dong. If we both just stare at her little screen on our screen.
See what happens. This is from Raquel. How to overcome the fear of success and or money?
Well, I like the one with money. Make it your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because money is energy. It's just, mm-hmm. well, everything is energy. And so when we can look at money as energy, rather than it being this thing, I gotta have. See what I just did. When we do that, I gotta have it. What do you do? What are you doing?
You're holding on tight. You're making fists.
Yeah, and you're shutting off the energy to allow it in. If you've closed it off.
Yeah.
Money, energy has to flow. So it goes out and it comes back in. It goes out, it comes back in. So it flows with your attitude about it. So be like, when you're putting money out, be so grateful that you have that abundance of money that you can put out, you know, things like, even if it's one penny or whatever, you know, it's like, oh my God, you know, but when you have that panic attitude about it, it's like, I got to pay bills and I have nothing left and blah, blah. You see what that does with that energy, and you're creating that situation. It's energy. It's going to create whatever you're giving it. So when you spend it and put it out there, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that I have it to spend. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it goes out and then it will come back. It has to, because that is what it is. It's a flow of energy. So that's the money. What was the other fear of success? Fear of success is kind of along the same line, because, yeah, you know, you're probably shutting it down again with your thoughts and your energy.
Yeah.
Look at what you're thinking and what you're doing with your energy. And if you're probably shutting it down, if you'll just open and allow.
And look at why you're afraid of success. Because I know a lot of people, they've done studies on it, and you could be reaching for the stars and then always sabotaging yourself so you don't reach it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the studies have shown that you don't want to surpass your parents, or, you know, you don't want someone else to feel bad because you're making money and they're not. Right. And so where are you trying to make someone else comfortable by not living your full potential? And that can go, and you can take that and apply it everywhere.
Yeah. And it can also be just your attitudes. Like you're saying, it's those things, and it's like, or thoughts that you've had all along, you know, it's like, if you're not in alignment with it, it has a hard time coming in. Because if you've been raised, you know, many of us, like my age, we were raised by parents that went through the Depression. And so there was that mentality. It's like, you have to hold on to everything you get because that's lucky that you have it. And that kind of mentality, and it's a scarce mentality, where my generation, it's like we're raised with that, but we didn't have to live it. You know, that generation was the one that started shifting everything, and it's not like that anymore. You know, it's now, and then now we know that we create it, you know, so, and we know that our energy is what's doing all of this. So that's where it's go in there and look at all your motivations, all of your things, you know, looking at what you were taught. That helps. It does, because then you can reprogram. If you know that that's what that tape is playing, then you can reprogram it. It's like, of course I'm worthy of it. You know, I can have all that I want.
Right.
But how are you feeling? Because if you're feeling that you don't deserve it, then it's really hard for it to come to you.
Yeah. Worthiness is huge. Mm-hmm. Open the gates, let it all in. Yeah.
I happily receive.
That just hug money. Love you. It's all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because you deserve it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not that it takes it from anyone else. There's plenty. And mm-hmm. it flows where the vibration is in alignment with it. So it's just energy. It's like electricity. It's going to go to wherever the switches are turned on. You know, if your switch is off because you don't feel like you don't want to take any because it might take from somebody else, then it won't come to you. Your switch is off. So it's going to go wherever. And there's plenty, you know, there's plenty for everybody to be evenly distributed or whatever. But if you don't feel like you need it or you deserve it, then you're off and it's going to go somewhere else where the switch is on.
Yeah.
That was a cool analogy. I like that. Thank you.
I really like that. Turn it on, baby. Turn it on. Switch it up. All right. Should I try and ding dong?
That was very quick. Hello. Is it possible that we took a vow of poverty in our past lives? Just going to keep on with money.
Sure.
See my trend.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. And one way to find, you know, that can, you know, if you get a QHHT session, you can find out if that, you know, I mean, in a session, if it comes up, you know, sometimes we were in orders or things like that where we took vows, and it can come up, you know, that's where it can be looked at. But you can just ask yourself, I mean, but if that happened, it doesn't mean that's your fate. I mean, that belongs to another life. And that's what would happen in a session, is it would be determined that that doesn't belong to you. That doesn't belong to this life. It belongs to another life, and you don't have to carry it, you know? So let's just assume it is. You can make a conscious decision. That's not my stuff in this life. That was another life.
Yeah. I actually had a past life that helped me explain my poverty mindset, or my resistance. Resistance would have been a better word for it, because it's like, why am I resisting money? Have anybody felt that? Or it's like, it almost irritates you. And so in my past life, what I discovered is that I came from a world where I could manifest things, you know, like it was just easy. You just, I need that. And you knew how to manifest and create that in the moment through whatever, the ethers, I don't know, but you could create it, you could build it. If you could think it, you could, it could appear, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And it was easy. And so I was frustrated in this life because I would want to create these things and they weren't being created. And instead I had to gather this money and purchase it. And so I was annoyed by the system. And actually, now that I think about it, once I cleared that, that really opened things up and it became more of a non-issue and flowing. Mm-hmm. But it was because I came from another planetary system that didn't use a monetary system. You just were creating what you needed. And it wasn't a material kind of world either. So all the material things that we use the money for, all of it was in the play. It was all in play for how I was reacting to this world. So then I'm like, oh, well, I need to realize I'm in a third dimensional world that uses a monetary system and material things are part of this experience. So enjoy it.
Well, I wonder if that part of you also realizes like, but you can do that here. You can just think it and create it. And, but because you're using this, it's like, you can't believe that you can do that because you have the system in place. So that could be an irritant because that's what it's like, gosh, you can do it. That's like, and nothing against anybody that does dowsing, but, you know, I was getting messages. This is earlier on when it was all starting to happen. And then I had some friends that were doing dowsing. I mean, they had the rods, they had the pendulums, and they were doing that. And every time I was like, oh, that's so cool how they're doing that and getting answers. And then I would try it and nothing, it would not move. It would not, nothing. And I'm like, what is the deal? And then one time I'm like, I'm going to make this thing work. And I'm standing there holding that pendulum. And I'm like, or maybe it was the rods. I don't know. But it was like, do it. And I heard so loudly, well, we can do this and get yes and no answers, or we can keep talking to you like we are now. Which do you want? I'm like, oh, I like you just talking to me.
let's just keep it this way.
Yeah. And it's like, so, you know, it's choices. So where do you want to put your attention? And like I said, nothing wrong with that, but it was like, we're already communicating with you this way. Do you really want us to shift to that?
Right. Yeah. So there's so much there, isn't there? It's like, where does it come from? And we have the understanding now to figure that stuff out and ask those questions. Mm-hmm. That was a big aha for me that I was like, oh, that is kind of how I go about the world. Like, I'm annoyed that I got to figure out money in order to get the thing. And so I kept trying to find other ways to do it and manifest and like, you know, oh, I want to go on that trip. You know, how am I going to do that? And then a friend ends up in somewhere and, oh, I'll just go visit the friend. You know, it's like making these other ways to create these. I was still being able to create it. Like you said, I was still being able to create it. But when you play with the rules of the world you live in, and it's like, oh, now I can create it even easier. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I was making it way too hard for myself by being in that resistance. And then when I realized I chose to come into a third dimensional world with duality and my mind wipe and this monetary system and material world, mm-hmm. play in that, create in that, be in that experience, but trying to get out of that, you know, and or judging it or whatever, and just, okay, how do I make this reality fun?
Exactly. And you make a good point about, you know, because I heard some people condemn money. Some people, you know, you hear that, it's like, oh, that, and they, but it, can you see what the energy is doing when you do that? And then they wonder why it's not there for them when they need it for something. It's like, you're condemning it. Why is it going to be there? You know, it's like you're saying, work with the system. This is where we are. And we're in a place now. I mean, we always have been, but now we're really aware of it, that we, our thoughts attract and our energy attracts. So be open and receive. It will come to you. It has to. It's energy.
It's not different from the other world that I was in. It's just got different. It just looks different. And so I got to figure out, oh, like you said, money is energy. And in the other world, I was just creating from the energy. But this world, it's like, oh, okay, so I'll just create this way instead. I can still do it. I just got to I just got to look at the map of this world and create from its laws of attraction.
Right. Now, something that's coming in is, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this, if I'm just going to ask you the question, because I don't know what the answer is going to be, but it's like how to put it. But okay, going forward, do you think that will still be the situation, that money is a system that is needed to produce X, Y, or Z?
I think all of that is shifting, right? But but then you just shift with it. Like, okay, so let's say now pebbles of rock is a means of exchange. Oh, okay, well, we'll work with that. Or, you know, just an exchange of energy, we'll work with that. It's just working with what's flowing. And if you want it to change, now we create that change. You know, you can create that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why I'm laughing is because I'm seeing this visual of, you're talking about pebbles or rocks or a thing. And it was like, you know, if you've got this lack mentality here, and it's like, everybody else has the money, I don't have any. It'll be the same with pebbles and rocks. Everybody else has the pebbles, I don't get any pebbles. You know? So it's like, it actually makes it funny. If you will use some other word, it takes that personalization or whatever attachment we have to that money thing and make it something else. Because it doesn't matter what the name is. I mean, just name it anything to help you see what it's doing.
Yeah. We're using chicken feathers as a...
Right. I'm just seeing people with all these whatever mountains.
I don't have access to these gorgeous, beautiful mountains that are worth millions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally could be. So yeah, change it up, lighten up, make friends with it, have fun with it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Don't let it stress you out. Everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
Huh. All right.
Ding dong.
My currency will be blankets.
There we go.
What kind of blankets?
Tiffany has an abundance of blankets.
Do you have
all the blankets you could ever imagine?
Wow. Every style, every kind. You got the fleece, you've got the wool, you got the feather down.
I don't have a feather, but.
Oh.
That's too rich for my blood. Maybe eventually. Ooh, and like I wouldn't barter that. I would keep that.
Right. But if you want that, too bad.
Okay, so this is always a fun one. This is from Lisa. What does it mean seeing 11-11 and 1-11 frequently?
Yeah, well, 11's... 11-11 and 1-11, I mean, it's 11s, it's that one energy. But when you see repeating numbers like that, so the 1-11 is it's a repeating number, just like 11-11 is, you know, so that's how I look at it. And these numbers start repeating. To me, I mean, yeah, they have meanings, and there's sites you can go to get all this meanings of the numbers themselves and maybe what message it is. But to me, it's like the spirit side or your guides. They're just trying to get your attention. It's like, maybe you were thinking about something or you're wondering about something. Am I on the right track? Or you were concerned or whatever it is. It's like you'll start seeing repeating numbers. And to me, it's always telling me, yeah, everything's fine. You know, we got your back. We're here, whatever it was, you know, it's like a hug from the other side.
Thanks. I have nothing on that. It's okay. Make a wish,
yeah.
when I see it, it's like, I guess it's, someone told me, you know, you see the ones, the 11-11, whatever. It's like the universe took a snapshot of your thoughts in that moment. What were you thinking about? And it makes you more conscious of your thoughts. So that, to me, that's what that saying is. What have you been thinking about? Where's your mind been on? You know, it's kind of like when you make a wish, you think about the thing you want, right? And so... it's a make a wish, change your thoughts, get them on the solution, get them towards the desire, not the thing that's not working. So that's kind of how I look at them.
Well, and I like when you say pay attention. It's like, what were you thinking? Because so many times thoughts are just constantly going through them. We don't ever stop to think about what we're thinking. So that would help us be more mindful.
Yeah.
And aware. Yeah, it's
the mindful numbers. Be aware. What are you thinking? You're creating with that thought. Is that what you want to create? Yeah.
I usually say thank you when I see them.
give them a little hug.
Love you too.
Hi guys. That kind of stuff. Yeah. I saw 444 earlier today. I was like, hey. Well, right before the show. I was like, yeah, so you know, I do that too. Yeah. All right. Should we try a different approach, like high five, Tiffin? Okay. I never get that right. We're always
we're close. Oh,
that was my forehead. Ow!
Let's do this one.
This is from Heather. What is the best way to meditate for beginners?
I don't know. meditate for beginners. I like guided meditations. If you stick me in a corner with myself, and like even if there's soft music playing, I close my eyes, I'll start off pretty good. And then I'll be like, grocery list, the lawn, take out the garbage. That's my head, you know, it's hard to stay focused. So I like the guided meditations.
Where you've gone. Yes.
Yeah, where they're telling you, close your eyes, you're out on a boat floating and it feels so good. Yeah, that one. That's, you know, talk me through that, get me to the places, pause for me to create my own affirmation there, but I like somebody guiding me. Meditations I've done on my own without that kind of, I've gone out in nature and I just sit and then I just become very present and I listen. And what am I hearing? What sounds are pulling my attention? I've done things like that. It's usually if I'm going to meditate without guidance, I got to be out in nature and then I let nature talk to me. Like when we were in Texas, I sat out on the dock and talk.
Well, yeah, and there's so many things that you can do without actually sitting and, you know, you don't have to get in a pose and do mantras or anything like that. You can just, like, doing mundane things that kind of occupy the conscious mind that allows the mind to just go into this relaxation mode. So, like, monotonous, like washing the dishes, mowing the lawn, different things. There's different things that keep the body and the mind, the conscious mind, it kind of numbs out because it's just repetitive things that you're doing. And so that is what you're doing in a meditation. Now, something that I did a few years ago, Kaya actually turned me on to it, was because I was like, meditation, no, I will not ever sit down and I do like you, Tracy. I'm like, what, all these other thoughts are coming in and monkey mind, all this crazy stuff. And it's like, no, I'm not a meditator. I don't do that. And he was like, so for whatever reason, he got something, gave me something that gamifies meditation. And it was really cool. It's called the Muse. And it's a headband that you put on and it's reading your somehow it reads your brainwaves. I'm not sure how it's reading what's going on, but it's giving you sounds based on where you're at. And your job then is to, you're breathing, you're relaxing. And when you get into the right place, you'll hear birds chirping. So it's kind of interesting that that's what you do when you go out in nature, you'll hear birds chirping. But if you have some of these distracting thoughts coming in and it gets kind of crazy, you'll start hearing rain. And if it gets really a lot, then it starts being a thunderstorm. I mean, it's like, you know, it's all chaos and everything. And so your thing is to calm your mind back down and hear the birds again, because it'll all get cleared up. So it's really fun. And then at the end, it tells you how many birds chirped in your session. And so it's you working with yourself and just seeing how far you can go. And it has different ways to do it. But the whole thing is about, you know, getting more birds.
You know, everybody's going to want to know how to get that device. So where did they find it?
Like Muse.com, I think, is it. And I benefit no way from it. It was just, it's really a lot of fun. I loved it. It got me to be able to do that and stay in it. I got to where, I mean, I actually completed it.
Yay.
I did. Master I did. Because it, you know, it has all these levels. I love things with levels. Like, I'm going to do this. So I did. And I was meditating. It's got different ways. It's like, because it practices different things, but it was like, it starts you off really like 5 minutes, maybe at the most. And then it increases. And then it gets to where you're doing it twice a day, maybe, or something like that. So it's, You know, it's just things
I'm
to
starting
try.
to look forward to that because you want to.
Absolutely. I want to hear the birds chirping. How many birds can I get today? And then it rewards you. It's like, yay, you did it. You reached another level. I mean, it's all these positive reinforcements. And yeah, it was fun.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is interesting how they can read the waves and know
yeah,
that.
I don't know how that's working, but that, yeah.
Your mind got more active. Thunderstorm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can tell. Yeah, you know it too, because it's like you're caught up over here and all of a sudden it's like, what am I here? Oh, this horrible rainstorm. Oh yeah, you figured it out.
I might be a hurricane. Yeah. People like, get back on track.
Yeah, so what it's teaching you to do is to stay in the present moment. It's don't let your mind wander. It's like you just stay there, you're listening to the birds, you're listening to your breathing, and you're just like, where are the birds? I want to hear the birds. And you get in this really peaceful place. And that was really cool because I had not ever known that like that. You know, I didn't know. And once I did it, it's like you enter into some kind of, I mean, it's what we do in a session. It's like you enter
yeah.
in. It's like, it was always like a room I was going into when I'm in that space, when you're really there. And then the birds are just going crazy. It's just, I don't know, it's just.
That's cool.
Sounds like something you want to do, do it. I mean, it's just fun. So, but there's many other ways, but that was something that worked for me, because otherwise I was never going to do meditation. It didn't, I was like, forget it. It doesn't happen for me.
Yeah. We're a little too squirrel. What?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank
Should
you
we
for
do
that.
Like Hong Kong?
Okay.
Yeah. Like
I'm just gonna let you guys keep going.
I know, you should.
This is from Melissa. What is the most amazing thing that connected you to other realms this week?
Ooh, question. I like that. Amazing things that connected us to other realms
this week.
Oh yeah, it has to be this week.
Gosh, you're gonna make me think about everything that happened or that I did or I thought about this week.
I did sessions and,
well, that would do it.
Yeah. Let's see. We're on Friday. You know, right. The trick of this question is that time is irrelevant. And it's like, what day is it? Where was I at? Other realms. Well, I did the channeling, brought in some channeling messages. So I did get in other realms with that.
Mm-hmm.
Always seeing some really cool things, connecting dots with those types mm-hmm. of sessions for me personally. Rainbows. Seeing a rainbow in the sky. And I was like, I see you, Crystal City. I see you. So yeah, I'm taking rainbows as a different kind of sign for me now that, you know, it's like these pillars of light, the rainbows of consciousness, the evolution of our planet through these pillars of light that come through the sky, all these things. So that kind of did. That was when I was driving. So, you know, autopilot here.
Oh. Driving, that's another one.
Driving will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to throw my laptop like a discus out into parking lot because it just refused to boot up when I had a client waiting and I'm trying to get it to boot up so that I can record their session.
Mm-hmm.
And that put me in an alternate state of awareness. Maybe not a high vibrational one, but
right.
But it did get me to finally just surrender and get a new laptop. So.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Something that'll be easier, a little bit smaller, because the one I had was kind of big. And and I handed it over to one of my kids. And I said, this will be nice because this one was so heavy. I handed it to him. He goes, man, that's a heavy laptop. I'm like, yeah, it was time to let that go.
Absolutely.
But yeah, being in... I was talking to spirit during that one. Mm. What's happening here? Why am I having to deal with this? What are you trying to get me to do here? Why am I having this experience?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a lot of conversation that day. What do you got?
Well, I think it's going to go back to what I was saying earlier today. Things were, we were talking about the full moon, and it was like things shifted and stuff. And that was, it was like I kept getting hits, and you know, it was like that was confusing to me on something I was trying to arrange. And I'm like, why am I getting this? And I kept trying to overtalk it, but at the same time, knowing that every time I do that, I later wish that I would have listened to my intuition. And it was like these two parts were kept going. It's like, yeah, but this is just fine, right? This is fine. This is fine. And then finally, someone else was like, your intuition is always right. Listen to your intuition. And just doing that, and it was like, okay, I'm going to go forward with it. And that's when everything went and started winding out and worked out perfectly. So that was probably that. So it's like, we know, but we always want to push it. And it's like, oh, you know, I don't, maybe, because I couldn't see any good reason for it to go down this road, this other one. And it was like, but I didn't want it to go. It's just something. Anyway, <ugh. laughs> but I would say that. Yeah. Everything else happened that was just a couple hours ago. Anything before that, I'm not remembering. So, yeah.
Well, and there's a good thing, a good point to make. And I know we're wrapping it up, but I think we're not remembering these things, or it's not staying for a reason, because we're supposed to be living in the moment.
Right. So. Exactly. But it's a cool question about, you know, to make, again, mindful. We are becoming more aware when we are entering into these other states. And so, and they're easier. It's not a work at all. It's easier to do. And so that's where I think it's fun to be mindful of when it's happening. You're aware of it. And then that just helps keep going there. Yeah, I think we are. Tracy, how can they find you?
TracyMahan.com, or go to QHHTOfficial.com and go to find a practitioner. I'm in just outside of Portland, Oregon, a little town called Forest Grove, if you want to Google it and see if it meets your destination location. And Julia, how do people sign up for QHHT?
Get their courses, get a practitioner, whatever you want. It's at QHHT Official if you want to come to our retreats. We have the one in Ibiza coming up, and then we also have Thailand in January. All of the information is on that website, QHHTOfficial.com. Tracy, if you do want a course, Tracy has a code for you.
The magic is real. One word will save you 10%. So the magic is real. Just write it out as one word, and you'll save 10% on that course. Yay!
Yes, absolutely. Wrap it up again.
Thank you, Tiffies.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Tiffany, for being our wonderful
moderator.
What is she? What is she?
Yeah. The princess of all things.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All things. Okay. That is it. Anyway,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. We love you all. We'll be back. It might be a few weeks before we're back, but we'll be back.